As we reach the Moed of Hanukkah, I'd like to speak about an Inyan that's very Nugea to Hanukkah. So before we start, I just want to mention for those that are listening to us on Torah anytime that the camera that I'm using is has seen better days, and I'm looking for a sponsor who anybody who's interested in sponsoring a new camera equipment, which will be L'Ilui Nishmas, or for any other purpose. Anybody who's interested, please send an email to YecheskelHartman@gmail.com. We know that the reason why we celebrate Hanukkah is because of the Tumas Hashmanim, the oil that got Tame, impured in Beis Hamikdash. And we had to define that one pitcher, Shabbat Shekoyen Gadol, which that we use for Hanukkah. Now, the problem is, as we'll see today, there are a few issues with this concept of the tuma that we have with oil. But the premier one I want to focus on today is anybody who learned Daf Yomi, who is following the Shur Machshon and the Daf that I give, focus on the question that the Gemara tells us in Daf Tzayin in Psachim. The Gemara brings, starts Daf Tzayin, really focuses more on Daf Yudzayin. The Gemara says that we have a rule. The rule is, Mashke be mitbachayo tohoirim. The liquids of Beis Hamikdash are tar. Machlokes, exactly which liquids? Is it only water and blood? Is it also oil and wine? But they're tar. So, the simple question is, ask the Mor Ktzia, the Yavetz, how did the oil of Beis Hamikdash become Tame? The oil of Beis Hamikdash does not become Tame. There's no tumas mashkin, there's no tumah of liquid in Beis Hamikdash. How did the oil become Tame? That's the question of the Mor Ktzia, the question of the Yavetz. So before we go, we'll learn today a few options to answer this question. You have to understand that this question is not simple. This question is actually a little bit of a problem. Why the question is even a question? Why? Because if you look, as we learn now, the daf this week, if you look carefully the daf, you'll see that the Gemara brings two opinions. There's the opinion of Rav that holds that which liquids of Beis Hamikdash don't get tame, it's the only water and blood. And Levi is the one who holds that not only water and blood don't get tame, but also oil and wine. The Gemara clearly says that Levi that says that oil and wine don't get tame is only they don't transfer tuma. They don't pass tuma on, but they do receive tuma. So according to that, Rav holds that the only liquids that don't get tuma are water and blood, but oil does get tuma completely. Levi holds oil doesn't get tuma to transfer it on, but does get tuma on its own. So if so, what is the question of the Mor Ktzia? What is the question of the Yavetz? That they should have got in Tumovi, how did the oil become Tame? We all the oil doesn't become Tame. Everybody agrees the oil becomes Tame. That's the core of the question. So, and that's really the Gos Roish Toivish in Maseches Shabbos, he really says that. He says, no, everybody agrees the oil gets Tame. The Mor Ktzia and several other Achronim that discuss this question, they understand differently. They understand that when the Gemara says the oil gets Tame, it's only the oil that goes in the Mizbeach. That's what the Gemara says. The Levi agrees that oil goes on his back, does get tumor, doesn't transfer tumor. But when the Rav said that any other liquids get tame, it's not only water and blood, as a simple understanding, Gemara, but it's anything that does not go on the Mizbech. If you go into the Sukkah, we're not going to go into it right now, the Mechlokes between Rav and Levi, do you say Mashke Bey Midbachaya, Lashon Tevach, butcher, blood and water? O mashke bei mitbachayot the dalit l'shem mizbeach. So according to the Mor Ktzia, what goes on the mizbeach, oil that goes on the mizbeach, wine that goes on the mizbeach, nisuchayin, that doesn't get tumah. Anything not on the mizbeach, including oil, according to Rav, doesn't get tumah, doesn't transfer tumah, which again is not the simple understanding of the Gemara, but that's how many achronim learn. Therefore, the question is, how did the oil in Hanukkah become tameh? So there's several answers. One answer is the some according to me, the Shulam Meishiv brings several answers on it. One answer he says that maybe the chashash is that the Yevanim didn't only touch the oil or move the oil, but they actually added to the oil their own oil. You weren't sure that the oil was pure Shemen Zayin Zach. Maybe some other ingredients were added to it. If they added their own oil, they made a tumah. That's one answer. There's different variations of that too. Maybe they added other liquids, not oil. We weren't even sure it was pure oil. That's how some achronim want to say. Others have other ideas. For example, maybe liquid does get tumah. Let's say if the liquid came from outside Beis Hamikdash into Beis Hamikdash, or if it touched a clean Beis Hamikdash, maybe it gets tumah. Different variations of how there's maybe a possibility for the oil and Beis Hamikdash to get tumah, even the Gemara tells you you can't. But the two answers that I want to focus on today are the following two answers. One answer is the Moritzi himself speaks about it, and several others. The Shul Mishnah mentions it, the Beis Yitzchok Sharideya, quoted by Kilis Yankev, says the following answer. He says like this: you know when oil doesn't get tumah? Only when does liquid of Beis Hamikdash doesn't get tumah? Only when it's inside the Beis Hamikdash. Only when it's inside is secured azara. But the Gemara and Midas tells us the Yevonim came and they did pirtzos in chaimas azara. They did pirtzos, they did holes, they cracked in to the wall of azara. So if they cracked it to a wall of azara, bobo pirtzim vechilelua. They're mechalel the azara. They're mechalel Beis Hamikdash. It lost the Tahara of Beis Hamikdash. It doesn't have any more a name of Beis Hamikdash. So when did I say, when did I establish that the oil, the liquids of Beis Hamikdash don't get tameh? Only when they're in Beis Hamikdash. But the minute you took away the name Beis Hamikdash over here, you broke the Beis Hamikdash, you took out the walls, and you took away the Kedusha of Beis Hamikdash, then they do get tumah. That's why the oil got tameh. And we added to the Mashav Nadaf, that's the idea here. It's not stam. We know that the whole Yevonim want to do, the purpose of the Yevonim was not to destroy Beis Hamikdash, to destroy Am Yisrael, but to impure Beis Hamikdash, to impure Am Yisrael, to make Am Yisrael misyavne, to be part of the world. So they took that wall of the Mikdash that separated us from the outside, and they made holes in it. That's what they made holes, to demonstrate that this is connected to the outdoors. So that's why the oil did get tameh. That's how the Morik Tzir himself answers, and so brings the Kilisankev, even the Sharideh, the Romi board. And the Kilisankev adds, and that's what we say in Moos Tzur. We say, Uportsu Choymois Migdolai, the Yevani made holes in the Choyma, Vetimu Kolashmani, and therefore the Betamu Kolashmani. It goes together. Portsu Choymois Migdolai, therefore Timu Kolashmani. The Pirtsos did the Tumah Kolashmanim. These two things go together. That's the Kilisankev learns to answer this question, that the pirts of the holes of Beis Hamikdash caused the tumor to happen in the oil. So that's one answer. There's another answer I want to try to connect to this as well. And this really has to do with another Gemara that in Psachim, a little later. The Gemara later says, bringing more as another question over here. Because the first question we ask over here, oil and Beis Hamikdash doesn't get tummy. That's question number one. Question number you can see on this Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Daf Yud Ches in Pesachim tells us that the Azara has a din of a Shusa Rabin, has a din of a public domain. And the Gemara tells us, therefore, Safek Tum Shusa Rabin Tar. So the question, the Maharsham has this question. He says, I don't understand. The oil in Beis Hamikdash, why did it get tumah? I mean, you don't know for sure the Yevonim touched it. The Yevonim went into Beis Hamikdash and then came out. Then we went in and we assumed all the oil became tumah. You know for a fact that they made a tumah? No. It's a sofik. It's a doubt. Sofik, Azar has a din of Shusar Abim. Sofik tumah. We're not sure about tumah in a public domain. You assume it's tar. That's the rule. So why assume it's tumah? That's a question of the Maharsham. Different answer to this question. One answer, for example, is that when the Yevonim went in, they didn't allow anybody else to go in. So stop being a Rishus Rabim. Stop being a public domain. It turned to be a Rishus Hayachit. One answer. But that's another question to think about. And finally, is the famous question of Yeshua. But Yeshua and Shabbos, the Chofalov says, I don't understand. What was the whole point of the need to go and rely on a miracle to light? Why Kishmuk even did a miracle? We have a din, the tumor hutru b'tzibur. If the tzibur is stomach, or not even the tzibur is stomach, even something in the tzibur is stomach, and the only way to mikayim the carbon of the mitzvah is through tumor, the din is tumor hutru b'tzibur. When a tzibur is doing it, I don't care about tumor. Anything that's for the public is fine. So has to be Yeshua, why would you need the miracle of an Ezer Shemen? Just use oil tumah. How are you not supposed to use oil tumah in Beis HaMikdash? The answer is tumah hutru b'tzibur. So three separate questions we have on the tumah of the shmanim, of the oil in Chanukah. First, why is it tumah at all? Oil mitzvah using a tumah. Second, why is it tumah? It's a suffix to Yeshua's Rabbim. And third, even if it's tumah, who cares? Tumah hutru b'tzibur. So the answer of the Bnei Yeshua over there, Chura answers all three questions. Because the Bnei Yeshua says the following, this is a beautiful idea. He says, you know why we had the nes? There was no need for the nes. But the nes was a sign of love and chiba and ava that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to Am Yisrael. He wanted to show them that they're going to overcome that struggle, that challenge of Yavon. And he showed it to them that he's going to give them the power to overcome the Yavon with a Avo v'chibo. He gave it to them, so to speak, with a hug and a kiss. It wasn't the Kishbo who saved us, but Kishbo who gave it to us as a present. It was a revelation of the special connection Kishbo has with Am Yisrael. Especially with going to the Machshava of Chag Chanukah. The Chanukah is to teach us how we can connect to Kishbo who through ourselves, through the darkness, we still connect to Hashem. Kishbo wanted to show us that regardless of all the attempts of the Yevanim and all the challenges that we have, we still are connected to him. It says Ibn Yeshua, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu did such a beautiful nes. There was no need for the nes. Tumah hutru b'tzibur. But although there's no need for the nes, Kadosh Baruch Hu still gave it to us to show that love. This can answer also the other questions. The reason why we don't say over here that it's Tumah b'shus harabim and Tumah b'shus harabim is mutter. So the answer is, you're right, obviously Tumah b'shus harabim is mutter. But I wanted to show you the love that you can have pure oil. That this connection, the re-establishment of Bayi Sheni will be done l'chatchila, not with the Eved, not with some king, it's mutter. But to do it in the most proper way possible. That's the gilui, that's the revelation of love of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, going back to the sugya that we started with, that's the reason why the Yevanim, we said, we have a din that even if they touch the oil doesn't get tumah. And the answer is, you're right. Maybe hilchus tumah, there doesn't get tumah. But this is not pure shemen. This oil will be touched the same way outside Beis HaMikdash with pasul. So yes, over here the halacha is that star, but it's not gishmak. We want to make Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a special gift, a special present that you could be mitar Beis HaMikdash and light the candles in the most lechatchiladik way possible. You can light the candles in a way which is perfected. Perfected way. 100% doing it the right way. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the nes pach hashemen, the nes of the oil, even though we don't need it. There were different solutions to the problem. We could have overcome it in different ways, but we wanted to go overcome it in the Derech HaMelech, in the best way possible, in the oil that brings us to the Adlokas Ner Chanukah, in the most mehadrin din way possible. This you can add, this will end, that we have a special din in Chanukah, mehadrin, and mehadrin mina mehadrin. We want to go and light the candles in the highest way possible. Much more Hidur than usual. Usually Hidur is shlishva mitzvah. Here we're adding, we're multiplying. 8 candles, we do so much more. Because the answer is the whole Nes Chanukah was a mehadrin. There's no need for it. Mikar did, there's no need. It was a miracle, which by definition was a mehadrin. So if so, our way to do the mitzvah of Chanukah is mehadrin, mehadrin mina mehadrin, to be merabe, the nes, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the nes with ribui, even though we did not need it. Kol tov, frei lecha, and a lichta Chanukah to everyone.